It was just a year ago, came a fella from New Mexico. He was seasoned by the mountains and the plains. Almost anybody knew he was a buckaroo. By the way he set his horse, he held his reins. He seemed to understand roping stock and reading brands. Chasing hosses, he displayed some skill. So one night the conversation turned to bets and speculation that a certain horse could deal him out a spill. Well, he wasn't very big. He rode a center fire rig, but he seemed to be a likely-looking lad. So they cut the boy the hoss just to watch him come across. They wanted to discover what he had. The stranger placed his leather safely on that horse's weather, stepped right up aboard him with a grin. The crowd sure was in luck when that horse began to buck. They tangled in the air to beat the wind. Yes, old hoss, he humped and curled, went right up, came down and whirled on a piece of ground no bigger than a dime. But the stranger stayed astraddle in that center fire saddle, with his quirtin' spurs a-workin' overtime. Well, this helped them all decide that perhaps this boy could ride. They were sorry when he found he couldn't stay. He was with them half a year, and they wish he still were here. But some outfit has a cowboy anyway. I'll see him again someday in an outfit far away when I ride right into Roundup with my string. He'll come jogging in a straddle in that center fire saddle with those hook-down spurs that have that wicked ring. We'll stop and share a smoke, we'll gossip and we'll joke about the people and the places we all know. I'll have you understand that the average cattle hand don't forget the times and friends of long ago.